Welcome back. In this session, we will talk about the design thinking methodology. Okay, design thinking methodology is another very famous method in startup area. Well, these days, so many people talk about design thinking methodology. So for example, in my school, Hanyang University, there are, you know, undergraduate course and graduate course as a semester course for the design thinking method. Okay. So before we start, let's listen to a short interview with the person who introduced this concept. Okay. Let's watch it together. So how was that? Do you understand the brief concept of design thinking method? Well, the people in this interview is David Kelly. Okay, David Kelly has been recognized as one of the leading design thinking kind of initiator. Well, in 2020, he received the very, very good award from, you know, National Academy of Engineering for design thinking method to educate, you know, innovative engineers with empathy and creative confidence to generate high impact solution. Okay, this is a kind of a design thinking method. What it is, design thinking method is basically we want to apply the way the designers think to your startup area. Okay, we want to apply the way how they think, how designers think, how designers, you know, behave to your problems. Okay, it is especially very powerful when we apply this concept to your startup, you know, case. Design thinking is a kind of mindset and method of the designers. Okay, when they apply their concept to the innovation. We don't know how designers work, how designers thought, how designers behave. Okay, so anyway, so design thinking allows us to understand how they think designers, how designers work, and how designers behave. If we apply, you know, the way how they did, to your area of the businesses, it will be very helpful and powerful. Well, you need to think like designers. What do you mean by that? You observe users, you identify their needs, and you test only with real people. This is how we think like designers. And designers actually start with empathy and explore multiple ideas, and prototype rapidly, and test and iterate. Okay, this is how designers think, act, behave. Okay? Again, designers start with empathy, explore many ideas, and prototype rapidly, test and iterate. Okay, look at the picture. This is the actual process how designers think and act. Okay. Designers start with empathy and they define the consumer's problem. Then later they try to come up with some kind of solution. Then they prepare for the prototype. And with this prototype, they go to the market and test this prototype to the real consumers. And of course, they will receive the feedback from the real consumers. And if there is something wrong, then they will revise their prototype. They will revise their ideas. Okay. And they do again and again. This whole process is very similar to the Lean Startup process. Okay. So I think that these two concepts are duplicated, somewhat duplicated. And what about the empathy? You know, empathy is a kind of abilities to understand and share the feeling of other people's. Okay. So anyway, so you try to understand other people's feeling. such as, you know, the consumers can feel joy, anger, sorrow, hope, pain, painful or stressful, frustrated, and so on. Okay, there are a lot of you know, the feeling. You need to try to understand the consumer's feeling in this situation. Okay, this is a kind of a starting point of the design thinking. Okay, from now on, I will introduce several, you know, real startup that apply design thinking methodology into their startup development. Okay, look at these pictures. Airbnb, Embrace, Duolingo, and Toast. Let's start with Airbnb. Okay, you know the initial idea of the Airbnb, right? Because it's very famous. Airbnb is a great example of design thinking methodology. Why? Because the founders are designers, actually. They met together at the design school in New York City. You know that. Okay, so what they did is the textbook example of how design thinking method can be applied to the startup situation. Okay, so after Brian and Joe Gebbia, you know, went to Y Combinator, right? And they flew to the New York City to attract the host, okay, host. And over there, they started with some empathy. Okay, do you remember what empathy is? You know, empathy is the ability to share the feeling together. Well, basically, they share the feeling of the host, okay? So what is the problem? I mean, what is the feeling? You know, over there, you know, the host prepared for kind of a good conditions room, but, you know, they don't attract many travelers that they expect. So they don't know, you know, why aren't people, you know, booking. So Brian and Joe, you know, share the feeling of the host, you know, feeling frustrated. So they recognized this feeling and share this feeling together. Then they try to define the real problem after that, you know, what caused the feeling for the host. Okay. So the real problem was, you know, photos. Okay. At the time, there's no high quality photos. So they decided to take the professional photography and introduce this photo, and upload this photo on the website. Okay. You know, to attract many consumers. Then later what happened? You know, the good photo, you know, worked really great. Okay. So then later the problem solved. And then this is the starting point of the Airbnb. Okay. So anyway, so we know how Airbnb used the design thinking method to solve the problems. Okay, look at this picture. Okay, you know, Brian gave the special lecture at the Stanford University. You know, he explained very well about kind of a designer's mindset. And then, you know, you can get great lesson from his lecture. Okay, let's look at it together. Well, how about, you know, his idea? It's very helpful for you, right? Then you understand, you know, how you apply design thinking method to your the startup situation. Okay. So let's look at another example. Well, again, design thinking starts with empathy. Okay. Imagine that your baby was born. But she is premature and low birth weight than average, right? And then you need to put her in incubator. Incubator is a special device for premature baby at hospital, okay? But the real problem was you cannot afford to it, okay? Then how do you feel? How do you feel? What should we do, okay? In this case, what we really need is kind of a low-cost alternatives. Is there any low-cost alternatives? What should we do? It is really urgent. Okay. She might be dying. What do you want to do? So, you know, one of the Indian, you know, healthcare company, share this feeling together with, you know, the parents. Okay. Then this company came up with some solution based on kind of empathy. Okay. So the company created low-cost infant the warmers. Okay. Like a sleeping bag. Okay. Like a sleeping bag. But this sleeping bag has a kind of specialized function to protect, you know, immature babies. Okay. So it cost how much? $200. Okay. Which is just 1% of the traditional incubator. So the problem solved later. Okay. So what do you think? This is the power of the design thinking. You start with some empathy with your potential consumers. Then you try to come up with some solution for them. Then you prepare your prototype and introduce your prototype to the real consumers and receive the feedback, and you revise your prototype again and again. Okay, this is the process of design thinking. Okay, next case is Duolingo. Have you heard about the Duolingo? Okay, look at the picture. Yes, it looks cute, right? Well, actually, Duolingo is a foreign language learning application. Duolingo is so popular out there, okay? Well, actually, the Duolingo started with the professor at Carnegie Mellon University and his graduate student, okay? So think about when you try to learn foreign language, what happened? You know, so you feel the same feeling, right? It is not easy to learn foreign language. It is difficult. And sometimes you feel frustrated. So probably you quit the learning a new language very quickly, within weeks. Okay. I will tell you my story. You know, I really want to learn Japanese because I want to travel, you know, Tokyo sometimes, and I would like to speak Japanese. And I feel uncomfortable, you know, when I didn't understand the Japanese language when I was in Tokyo, right? Well, so I tried to learn Japanese, but I gave up quickly. Why? Because, you know, I feel not urgent. Okay, learning Japanese language is not my priority because, you know, I'm busy to do, you know, something else. And also, I feel frustrated, you know, because it's a little bit difficult. So, probably you share my feeling together. So, Duolingo start with, you know, my feeling together, and they think carefully what is the real problem in it. Okay, then Duolingo made learning of the foreign language like a game. You do not want to stop playing, okay? So, to be honest with you, you know, for preparation this class, you know, I tried to use the Duolingo a week ago. Then I found it is true, right? It's like a game, okay? You know, I started, you know, learn Japanese, okay, through the Duolingo application. Then, you know, although no one pushed me, I found myself, you know, studying Japanese, you know, when I take a subway, you know what I mean? It's like a magic. Why? Because it's so fun. It's like a game. You know, I cannot stop playing. Okay. So right now, what happened? You know, I can speak Japanese a little bit, right? Just 1 week try, 1 week learning, 1 week, you know, I can speak Japanese. You know, for example, 本当に, you know, かっこいいです. 寿司ください. You see, you know, just 1 week try. You know, this is the power of, you know, design thinking. You know, through the design thinking process, Duolingo made learning foreign language fun. It all started from the empathy. Okay. Well, let's move on to another, the startup case. This startup case is a Korean company. Well, the founder of this company, TOS, this company is the dentist, right? He graduated from Seoul National University, okay? And he's a dentist. While he was working as a dentist, he would like to start his own company, okay, all the time. So he tried many times. So after several attempts and several failures, he finally came up with some very interesting businesses, which is a P2P, the money transfer services. Again, you know, he followed the design thinking method. Okay. Basically, he started with consumers' uncomfortable feeling. Okay. When they try to send their money to somebody else. Okay. So before his service, you know, what happened? Consumers choose, the banking application and memorize some OTP, you know, password, and also entering some multiple, you know, authentication steps, right? And many times consumers can face some, you know, some crashes. Okay. So the TOS started this feeling together and tried to find out the solution. And finally they came up with one-click transfer system. Okay. Removing any annoying steps. And also it is mobile first, no login needed, and user-friendly interface. Okay. So the TOS and also made the UI extremely clean with minimal steps and eliminating, you know, frictions. Also, the TOS add up some kind of, you know, game element. Okay. Such as point scores or the others. Okay. So then what happened? This TOS became the unicorn company in Korea. Okay. Anyway, this is the power of the design thinking. Again, so you apply the way the designers think, behave into your startup case. It will be helpful, it will be beneficial. Okay?